Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, November 16th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Qualcomm received a license from the U.S. Department of Commerce to sell some chips and components for mobile devices to Huawei, including 4G products, and an exemption to current trade restrictions. U.S. semiconductor sales to Huawei have been banned since September. A Qualcomm spokesperson said the company currently has other license applications pending with the U.S. government. The Turkish Competition Board ruled Google violated the terms of fair competition in its online ad business, issuing a 196.7 million lira fine, that's about 26 million US dollars. The board found that Google's text ad business in search skewed results to the detriment of those companies that didn't pay for ads. The board gave Google 6 months to change its search policy, and Google has 60 days to appeal the decision. Apple, Google, and LG have joined the industry group Next G Alliance, which is creating a Next G development roadmap that will promote a marketplace for 6G introduction, adoption, and commercialization with North America innovation in mind. The group, which was created by the Alliance for Telecommunications Industry Solutions, also includes AT&T, Verizon, US Cellular, T-Mobile, Charter, the Canadian carriers Bell and Telus, Microsoft, Samsung, Facebook, Cisco, Ericsson, Intel, Nokia, and Qualcomm. Back in August, Google partnered with the Harvard Global Health Institute to launch its COVID-19 public forecast, providing projections on COVID-19 metrics like cases and ventilator availability in U.S. counties and states. Google has now improved these models, extending regional predictions from 14 to 28 days, claiming they should be 50% more accurate. The forecasts now also support customizing initial forecasting models to new problems and datasets, with Google developing an AI-based what-if model to help with decision-making around COVID-19 scenarios. Google is also launching COVID-19 public forecasts in Japan and investigating support for other countries. Apple's Gatekeeper security service was first released on Macs in 2012 and performs online checks to verify if an app contains known malware and whether the developer's signing certificate is revoked. Last week, the Online Certificate Status Protocol Service, or OCSP, used by Gatekeeper had an outage, resulting in some Mac users having issues opening apps and prompting some to question what data Apple collects as part of this process. In an updated support document, Apple clarified that Gatekeeper does not collect users' Apple ID or device identity, and that the company has now stopped logging IP addresses associated with the developer ID certificate checks. Apple maintains it has never combined app verification data with device information. On October 30th, a federal court in Pennsylvania issued a preliminary injunction against a U.S. executive order requiring ByteDance's TikTok to either sell or spin off its U.S. business by November 12th. On Thursday, November 12th, the U.S. Department of Commerce delayed enforcement of the order pending further legal developments, which presumably includes an appeal of the injunction. And then Friday, the U.S. Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. issued a new deadline for ByteDance to sell off its U.S. TikTok operations by Friday, November 27th. This could only be enforced if the preliminary injunction is overturned by that time. Samsung launched its first line of smart monitors, the M Series. The 1080p M5 line comes in either 27 or 32 inches, while the M7 line offers a 32-inch 4K display. Both lines offer HDR10 support, USB-C charging at up to 65 watts, Bluetooth 4.2, and built-in stereo speakers. The monitors run Tizen, support AirPlay 2 and Android Casting, as well as supporting Samsung's DeX for a wireless desktop with a supported phone. The M7 costs $399, the M5 is $229 for the 27-inch and $279 for the 32-inch, available in the US, Canada, and China today. TechCrunch's sources say Uber is in talks to sell its self-driving car unit, Uber Advanced Technologies Group, to the startup Aurora Innovation. Talks have reportedly been ongoing since October, with Uber shopping around ATP to several companies, including automakers. Aurora was founded in 2017 by former leaders of Google, Tesla, and Uber's self-driving efforts to develop a full self-driving stack. Amazon launched Game On, an Android app to let gamers capture and share mobile gameplay. The app lets users record 30 seconds to 5-minute clips, with over 1,000 titles supported at launch. The app also includes a recall feature to automatically save a pre-configured length of gameplay. These clips are stored locally and can be edited in the app, including adding commentary. Amazon says the app is coming soon to iOS. A new study by OpenVault found that in Q3 2020, 8.8% of U.S. broadband subscribers used more than 1 terabyte of data per month, more than doubling from 4.2% on the year. The study also found that subscribers using 2 terabytes of data nearly tripled on the year, up to 1% from 0.36% a year ago. 5.6% of subscribers in the study paid for gigabit speeds, up from 2.5% a year ago. OpenVault found that average U.S. broadband households use 384 gigabytes a month, up from 275 gigabytes a year ago. Warner Media announced that HBO Max will be coming to Amazon Fire OS devices on November 17th. Users that subscribe to HBO through Amazon's Prime Video channels will be able to log into HBO Max using their Amazon account. The HBO app on Fire OS devices will automatically be updated to HBO Max. HBO Max remains unavailable on the Roku platform. And finally, Google announced it will no longer support its VR field trip app Expeditions. The dedicated app will be removed from app stores on June 30th, 2021, with existing VR experiences folded into the Google Arts and Culture app. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.